Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis, along with Andrea Donsky. And one of the things that I'd love to do is to go into my kitchen and make my own DIY face masks and scrubs. As a matter of fact, you can see what's hot in health with Lisa Davis on Radio MD and on Naturally Savvy. And one of the things I haven't done yet that I want to do is taking lemon peels and using them in all kinds of fun ways. And I got this idea from NaturallySavvy.com. Now, Andrea, you have so much great information. I think it's so cool that you included this because it gives you a lot of fun things you can do. I mean, one of my favorites is a garbage disposal deodorizer.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, it's funny. I just came back. I was visiting Montreal because my mother, Myra Gibarovich, did a TEDx talk in Montreal on her life's work. And it was so cool to be there and watch her. So when I was there, I was able to do a segment on breakfast television in Montreal, and I did a whole thing on DIY skincare. So I had potatoes, which helped to get rid of discoloration, and I had sugar scrubs, so it was pretty fun.
You know, speaking of DIY, we're going to be talking, we were talking about lemons, but we're going to switch gears because we've got the wonderful Carol. We're going to talk all about keeping your hands younger looking. I don't think lemons are involved. Hello. Well, maybe for your cuticles. Hello, Carol.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're doing great. All right, Carol, jump in. What do you do to keep your hands looking young and fresh, especially now that the colder months are upon us? My hands get so incredibly dry.
Actually, I wanted to talk about something even more incredible that I just saw and read about.
Oh, sure.
On the internet. You know how as you get older, your hands always show your age? It's the number one thing that women always complain about is that their hands always look old. Well, I just saw the most incredible segment on the news about this doctor who actually can help you get rid of those gigantic veins in the back of your hand. Have you ever heard of anything
really?
So amazing?
No, how do they do it?
They actually take, you know how they get rid of varicose veins? They take a little bit of saline and they put it into the vein because usually those veins are superficial veins. They're not veins that actually make your legs work. So they could, you know, when these little capillaries break, what they do is they take a little bit of saline solution and they put it into the vein and the vein basically closes up. They are now doing this on the back of women's hands to keep their hands looking young and beautiful. This is like, for me, a revelation. Because, you know, everybody's always putting moisturizer on their face and lifting their faces, lifting their necks. You can lift everything today. But there's nothing really that you can do for your hands. If you inject your hands, they end up looking like boxing gloves, you know, big and puffy. But they can actually, in 3 to 4 sessions, inject a little bit of saline into some of these superficial veins and actually have them go away.
Did you try it, Carol? So you tried it and basically it works amazing. Or have you spoken to other people who've tried it as well?
I have spoken to other people who've tried it. They love it. They think it's the most amazing thing that's ever happened. It's like it's better than youth in a bottle. Now, normally I get a little worried about people doing crazy things and, you know, injecting and blah, blah, blah. But these veins are superficial veins and they are not the deeper veins that bring the actual blood flow to the hands, and they make your hands look younger. And you could do one to three sessions, you know. Go ahead.
I wonder if it's similar to how they do, like, your veins in your legs, right? You have the varicose veins. Is it a similar similar process? Because I know someone who had it done, and she loved it. It worked amazing.
Exactly the same. Exactly. That's exactly what they're doing. It's a similar process. They just inject a little bit of saline solution, and the next thing you know, your hands, these big veins are gone. Like, I had to talk to you about it because I hadn't ever heard of anybody doing this, and now it's all the rage.
Is there a name for it so people can Google it and look it up?
There is no specific name for it, but there was a doctor here named Dr. Nassa who was doing it in New York City. So I looked up Dr. Nassa to see what he was doing and how he was doing it.
Yeah, you know, I would definitely try it. I mean, Yeah, when my hands get to that stage, I would definitely try it. Because I think at the end of the day, like you said, Carol, you're right. Because there's so many things we can do to make ourselves look better that our hands are one of those things that I guess maybe we can't. And making sure that we take care of them or that they look young. I'm on the same page, and I would definitely try it myself.
Well, I'm thinking of trying it too because, you know, I've done everything with my hands and, you know, I've done diet, I've done exercises, you know how crazy I am about my diet and my exercise. And yet, you know, it's funny because women are always saying at a certain point you have to choose between your ass or your face. Have you ever heard that? Because women, as they get older, right? It's true. If you get too skinny, you look really, really bad. Your face really gets very drawn. And if you put on weight, you've got a big butt, but your face looks good. And I have that issue. If I get too thin, my face gets really, really skinny. If I get too fat, then I'm bemoaning the fact that, you know, my butt is too big. So, and even though I control it as much as I can with my diet and whatnot, this thing was like, this is something you could do with that. You don't have to worry about being too fat, too thin. You know, your hands just, you know, they age and the skin ages and everything. And this guy, I don't know what it does to the skin, but it actually makes your hands look way, way younger. I just could not believe the result this guy is getting.
That's awesome. And you know, it's funny, Carol, I have the same issue. This is Andrea speaking, and people will say to me, Andrea, you look so thin. Hi. And you see people will say, oh, you look so thin. And I'd be like, well, wait a second. I'm, you know, my regular weight, or if I put on a bit of weight, people are like, you still look so thin because my face, it looks really thin. And I totally understand. I'm the exact same way that if I put on a little bit of weight, it'll make my face look better, like you said, but then it's showing up in other places. For me, it's in my belly area, which I don't really love, right? Lisa, what about you?
Well, I've got a full face and a big butt, so that's just me. Hey, I don't mind, though. You know what? It's funny. I was talking to a friend of mine. I was walking in the woods this morning with my two wonderful labs, and we were talking about butts, and it's, you know, it's kind of fashionable now to have more curves. That's a whole nother topic we can talk about.
Absolutely,
but yes, I do notice with my hands, like I was saying at the beginning, you know, when I stretch the top, my husband said yesterday, oh, they say if you're dehydrated, you can pull on the top. So take your hand and then pull on the skin on top and see how quickly it goes back. And all I noticed was, geez, my hands are looking old. I didn't even care whether I was dehydrated or not.
I know, that's not true. Right?
I did care. Have you heard that? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, always the plastic surgeons, when they work on my girlfriends, I haven't had a facelift. But my girlfriends have, and the first thing that the doctors do is they test the skin, because if your skin doesn't have elasticity, doesn't matter if you pull it, it's like crepe paper. It'll just keep sagging. So that's why I've always been very up on diet, because the more raw oils that you eat in your diet, the better your skin is, the more elasticity you have, the more you can actually do things and get a better result. Not like I'm advocating doing things, but you can if you want to, and you'll have a better result. I've seen my doctor turn away people because their skin just wasn't elastic enough, and it just, you know, it didn't snap back. And they always say that's moisture and hydration. It's not. It's elasticity and collagen. And that's only built with a
collagen.
Good diet.
Yeah, we love collagen at Naturally Savvy. We've spoken to the people from NeoCell a few times. We've had Tim on the show, and collagen, what I've learned, is so important. It's in, you know, a protein that's in every part of our body. So we love collagen, and I take it all the time. And you know, it's funny, just quickly, I know we have to end the show now, but I went to the hairdresser recently, and she asked me what I've been doing differently, and I've been taking collagen consistently because she said my hair was beautiful. So I know collagen's great for hair, nails.
You have a collagen pill?
Collagen, yeah, it's a capsule. So there's NeoCell, which makes a great, yeah, it's a capsule. And they also have a liquid. So there's different things you could take. But we are out of time today, but that's a good show we should do next time. I'm Andrea Donsky. Thank you, Carol Ault, for being on our show. You can learn more about Carol Ault at her website at carolault.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at @ModelCarolAult. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @YourRadioMD and Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening. Stay well.